Something for the weekend on Saturday, and something a little bit different for you today. We are joined on the line by Alana James, who is a Kinsale-based digital artist looking to paint people over the age of 75. So I have to rule myself out of this, Alana. I'm not quite there yet.
I have to rule myself out as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to 5 years from now when I can do my own self-portrait.
Well, listen, you are creating a series of life-size portraits that are going to be shown at Ballymaloe Grain Store in East Cork this summer. And you're on the lookout for older people to get involved.
I am. It does not involve sitting for hours whilst in the same location while somebody paints you.
That was my very first question.
Many people have that. No, it involves either myself or someone else taking a digital picture of you with their phone, or if it's me, with my iPad. And I just need a picture that goes from your feet to the top of your head. And then we have a chat. And the chat is about your life and about things that have made you who you are as a person who is over 75 years old, both in the recent past and in the distant past.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put those in what I call moments in time bubbles. So your portrait, life size, standing there looking somebody in the eye, would then be surrounded on the ground with these bubbles of the things that you think are the most influential in your life.
Okay, so give me an example of what that might look like.
All right, so I'm working on one right now for a woman in Kerry, and she had a life where her husband had been disabled, so she took care of him for years, and they raised three children who now have children of their own. And after he died 3 years ago, she became an artist. So the background of the picture are key locations, including their house in County Kerry. Then there's her standing looking at us with mm-hmm. another picture of her painting a picture in front. We have these bubbles, these circular patterns, which include pictures of her wedding and pictures of him in a wheelchair and pictures of him enjoying his children, his grandchildren,
yeah,
later on in his life. And
okay,
then behind them are pictures of their family. So it's a way of telling your story visually. And they come out, they're also, I have to say, they're quite beautiful. Because the moments in time bubbles after the piece is printed, then I embellish those so that they kind of sparkle and they have a little bit of extra depth to them.
Because older people really have a story to tell. And I think if you were to do one of these now with a 19-year-old, all you'd see would be social media and their head in a phone. Isn't that the truth? Like,
well,
Instagram all over it.
Also, I want to combat ageism.
Yeah.
I like to say that I'm redoing that idea about people not having something to offer us. One person in one portrait at a time. You get to be 75 or 85 years old and you have things to tell us.
So you mentioned there about, obviously, they need to talk to you and tell you a little bit about their life so they can capture this. But if they're, say, for example, now you're based in Kinsale, if somebody wants this done, wants to be a part of this exhibition, but they're based in Dublin or they're based in Galway or somewhere like that, can a family member take this photograph and
yes,
send it to you, and then you can maybe ring the person or
absolutely
do it that way?
In fact, I'm doing some for people in the United States. So distance is not a problem if we can work out the who's taking which picture. So it takes a bit more conversation. And that conversation can be on the phone or Zoom. Zoom's probably a bit easier because then you could see, I could show pictures of where we were going. But yeah. And I just want to say one thing. This will be a much larger exhibition than just Ballymaloe. So it doesn't have to be just for that. And I don't have a charge for actually doing the portrait. But what happens is the person wants then to have a smaller version of the portrait for themselves. And we print it, and then we double the cost of the printing. So it's not an extraordinary project cost-wise, even if you want to have something of your own.
If you want it at the end, yeah. I mean, isn't this just a lovely way of celebrating that older person in your family? Imagine having that on your wall to tell the generations down the line, oh, that was Granny and she did this, that and the other.
Well, that's the reason I'm doing it. I love this. I get to meet the most interesting people.
Am I detecting an American accent, Alana?
You are. Although I've been Irish for 15 years now.
Yeah.
The accent never goes away. I'll always sound like a Yank.
Yeah. What happened? You were on the way to America. The plane stopped and you never left or something like that.
Something like that. I was on my way back from a yoga conference in Europe. I stopped off at Ireland just for a laugh, fell in love with the country, and 5 years later I lived here.
See, they won't let you go. Once you stop, they won't let you go.
Nor would I ever, ever, ever want to. This is paradise for me.
So how can we get in touch with you if we're interested in either being the person, the 75-year-old plus person, or a family member who'd like to inquire about this? How can we contact you?
The easiest thing to do is to go to my website, which is Alana James, all run together. So ealanajames.com. Take a look at my work, see what it looks like. And if it appeals to you, sign up for the mailing list. And when you get the mailing list email, you'll have my email and you can write me directly and say that, Okay. Yes, you've checked into it and you'd love to do this. And how do we get on the schedule to get it done?
Fab. How many are you making, or do you have a plan?
I currently have 4 that I'm working on.
Yeah.
And I can do probably 4 or 5 a month.
God, you're fast, aren't you?
Well, the thing about digital art, the reason I moved from drawing and painting into digital art is that I can get a lot more done and it's much more portable. So I can be just anywhere and get a few licks in as I go.
Well, it's been lovely chatting to you. Let me know how you get on. And if any of our listeners are chosen, won't you let us know as well so we can put the portrait up on our social media and let people see? It'd be lovely to do that.
I'd be delighted. And of course, we'll share as much as we can. Thank you so much for your call.
Super. Thanks a million, Alana. Take care.
Cheers.
Now.
Bye-bye.
So there you go, Alana James. And if you are interested, check out her website, and also maybe mention to Alana that you are a listener to this show so that we'll know and be able to connect the dots. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.